Stability AI co-founder Emad Mostak says India's stack should become an intelligent stack. TCS cuts variable pay for mid and senior level employees. FinTech funding frenzy continues with fresh deals in lending and wealth tech. Dipinder Goyal's temple acquires London-based longevity clinic.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Right, we are starting today with one of the prominent voices in global AI. We're talking about Emad Mostak, who's the co-founder of Stability AI and founder of Intelligent Internet, who spoke to us on the sidelines of the Tech BBQ Summit happening in Copenhagen. He says India could take its digital public infrastructure a step further by turning India's stack into what he calls an intelligent stack. He also told Money Control that India could use its existing digital infra, including UPI, digital identity, and wallets, to give citizens access to AI agents. Now, his AI research lab is working on an open source AI stack customized for UPI and India stack, with plans to release it fully open source. Mostak's broader idea is to build what he calls utilities for intelligence, which is AI models, agents, and systems that can support areas such as policy, healthcare, education, and the judiciary, while remaining under the control of citizens and local institutions. His argument is also about AI sovereignty. He says countries should not outsource their business, organizational, and personal intelligence entirely to foreign AI providers. Now, Mostak also believes India should focus less on simply chasing the most powerful frontier models and more on building AI that is very useful locally. He pointed to companies such as Sarvam as examples of efforts to develop models that reflect local languages, policies, and social context. Now, the larger question is whether India's digital public infra can become a base for AI systems that operate across public and private services. All right, moving on from AI infrastructure to the more immediate pressures facing India's IT sector, TCS has reduced quarterly variable pay for mid and senior level employees to an average of 60 to 70% for the April to June quarter. That compares with payouts of up to 80% in the previous two quarters. The company is dealing with margin pressure at a time when it is also investing in AI capabilities and implementing annual salary hikes. Now, TCS operating margin fell 130 basis points sequentially to 24% in the June quarter. CFO Samir Seksaria said the annual increments alone had an impact of 170 basis points on the margins. Now, the latest payout is still higher than the 20 to 40% levels the mid and senior level employees received for much of the previous 2 years. Junior employees, who make up the majority of TCS workforce, continue to receive their full quarterly variable pay. Now, TCS also links the bonus to office attendance. Employees need at least 85% attendance to qualify for the full payout, while those with 60 to 75% attendance receive only half. Now, Infosys has also reduced its average first quarter variable pay to 70% from 80% a year earlier, pointing to continued pressure across the IT services sector. All right, moving on now to FinTech, where a series of new funding deals is starting to form a clear pattern just days after Money Control reported that Bachat, NextEdge, TBX, and CreditWise were all in talks to raise more than $100 million collectively. Three more fintech startups are now discussing fresh funding. For example, VegaPay, PowerUp Money, and Rovia are together looking to raise around $30 to $35 million. VegaPay, which builds digital lending and card management infrastructure, is in talks to raise about $15 million to $20 million from Prosus and existing investors. The company could be valued at around $80 million to $100 million, which is up roughly $25 million it got its valuation in 2024. Now, that would also make it Prosus' third fintech investment in about a month, following its investments in Navi and Bachat. Then there is PowerUp Money, backed by Axel and Peak 15 Partners, which is also in talks to raise around $10 million from Flourish Ventures at a valuation of roughly $75 to $85 million. Wealth tech startup Rovia is also preparing to raise about $5 to $6 million from SIG at a valuation of about $20 million. Now, looks like the funding activity spans across lending, wealth management, payments and financial infra, showing that investor interest is spread across several parts of fintech. All right, finally, moving on to our last story. Temple, the longevity startup founded by Eternal co-founder Deepinder Goyal, has acquired London-based longevity medicine practice company called Longiboost. Financial details of the acquisition have not yet been disclosed, but the deal brings Longiboost founders Dr. Robert Moore and Dr. Ravi Roy into Temple full-time. So Moore will become chief medical officer, while Roy will lead science. Now, Longiboost will continue operating in London and serving its existing clients under Temple. Now, the acquisition comes as Temple prepares to commercially launch its wearable device. The startup has partnered, as we previously heard, with manufacturers including Zetwerk and Ethereal Machines as it works towards producing its first few thousand devices for Indian and international markets. Now, Temple was recently valued at about $375 million through an employee stock option liquidity program. That's nearly twice the $190 million valuation at which it raised about $50 million seed round in February. Now, according to Goyal, the relationship with the Longiboost founders began after they met at a dinner in London. They subsequently used Temple's device, reviewed its scientific work, and became involved in its validation efforts before eventually joining the company. But with this acquisition, Temple is adding a clinical practice and a dedicated medical and scientific leadership as it moves from product development towards commercialization. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.